I will translate the speech of Janne Isoma. I will read the third chapter of Saint Hebrew. Therefore, holy brothers and sisters who share in the heavenly calling, fix your thoughts on Jesus, whom we acknowledge as our apostle and high priest. He was faithful to the one who appointed him, just as Moses was faithful in all God's house. Jesus has been found worthy of greater honor than Moses, just as a builder of a house is greater than the house itself. For every house is built by someone, but God is builder of everything. Moses was faithful as a servant in all God's house, bearing witness to what would be spoken by God in the future. But Christ is faithful as the Son of God's house, and we are his house, if indeed we hold firmly to our confidence and the hope in which we glory. So, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion during the time of testing in the wilderness, where your ancestors tested and tried me. Though for 40 years they saw what I did. That is why I was angry with that generation. I said, their hearts are always going astray, and they have not known my ways. And I declared on oath in my anger that they shall never enter my rest. See to it, brothers and sisters, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God, but encourage to one another daily as long as it's called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. We have come to share in Christ if indeed we hold our original conviction firmly to the very end, as it just been said, today, if you hear this voice, his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion. Who were they who hurt and rebelled? Were they not all those Moses led out of Egypt, and with whom was he angel for 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose bodies perished in the wilderness? And to whom did God swear that they would never enter his rest, if not to those who disobeyed? So we see that they were not able to enter because of their unbelief. Amen. Dear listeners here on Raisalammäki or around the media, many of you are 40 years old. That journey in wilderness of Israelites was 40 years. Perhaps you who are 40 years or under, or you who have lived already two times 40 years or more, you remember from your life many moments when you have been in some kind of crushing of your life. You had to choose into which direction you will go. that to that choosing you have asked guidance of God. We really need it. The journey in the wilderness of Israelites is a story from good guidance of God. The nation of Israel could leave Egypt, and God ordained for that trip all matters as God orders in our life too. For that trip there was a clear plan. Always when the nation began to walk, Moses said, "Go in front of us," and when the nation stopped, Moses said, "Be with us, Lord." In God's plans, there was that journey in wilderness took 4 years. God had a route, but God didn't want that the nation of Israel had to battle in the beginning, from the beginning. Some nations didn't allow them to go through their country. So God brought the nation for a longer trip. He guided that nation during daytime in a cloud and in a statue of fire during night. God ordered the camp places for the nation. Always when the cloud stopped, the nation stopped too. The nation was in a tent. Sometimes that the cloud stopped over the tent only overnight, sometimes some days, sometimes 1 month or more. The nation was able to refresh themselves during the trip. Our prayer is that the nation of God could stop here or around the media at least during these 3 days, or if we count services from yesterday, more than 3 days. Do you need, my listener, places for resting? At least I need. What would be more smart than rest in the grace of God? God ordained in His grace well their trip. God wanted to show His own glory, and when the nation had left Egypt, God allowed that the Pharaoh with his troops draw the nation. God hardened the heart of Pharaoh, and God made this way that he could show his own power. That wasn't an easy matter for that nation. The Red Sea in front and from backward came the troops of Pharaoh. Have you, my listener, been in this kind of situation that you haven't been even able to go backwards, and it has seemed that you can not go forward? then you have had the only possibility to stay on your place and, for example, pray. Moses sighed and prayed unto God, and that sigh went as a cry into the ears of God. The Bible asks, he who made the ear, he doesn't hear, who has made the eye, he may not see. Moses said, the Lord is battling for you. He said, take your staff and extend it over the sea so that the nation can walk on dry land. And it happened this way. It was marvelous. That cloud or the fire during the night time moved behind the nation, so that between the Egyptians and Israelites there was a cloud, and this cloud darkened the way of the Egyptians, and it enlightened the way of the Israelites. This kind of light of God is in the midst of us. God enlightens us. He clarifies His face, and He is merciful. But outside of the kingdom of God, there is darkness. From the pillar, God looked at the Egyptians and mixed the troops of them. When they went into the same road, the wheels of the carts were in earth deeply. And when Moses took his staff away, the waters went together, and the troops and horsemen of Egypt drowned. There happened this kind of marvelous matter. And it was in the mind of Israelites. Perhaps you remember from your life further that kind of moment when you had difficulties, when the way was ceased. And you remember how God helped you in a marvelous way. God took care of His nation that way too, that He gave them water for drink. In a good place, there was a fountain of water. They could find a rock, and God asked Moses to speak unto it or beat on that rock, that the water came from the rock. And we can read of the Bible that that rock was Christ. Perhaps you, my brother and sister, have been able to experience how good is to dip from the rock of Christ, from the fountain of salvation. In these services too, there are the open fountains against sin. Therefore, these services are so sweet and smart. Therefore, you may hear so smart atonement sermon in these services. In the sign of these services, it's told how the wings of God cover His children, and we may read of the Moses, how I have carried you by the wings of an eagle, and I have brought you unto me. The caretaking of God was like this, and God spoke unto them after two months' journey, and God gave His law. Moses went unto the Mount of Sinai, and Moses was there 40 days and 40 nights. During that time, the nation began to think, what has happened unto Moses? They began to discuss with each other, and they came into that kind of decision that Aaron has to do them an idol, which guides us on our journey. We don't know what has happened unto that man who brought us from Egypt. Yesterday, Brother Matti spoke of that, how important is that the Zion of God takes care of the speakers. Even Aaron had needed caretaking. He said unto the nation, take the gold which your wives and girls have. And Aaron took all of those, that gold, and made of gold a calf. And then the nation said, this is your God who brought you from Egypt. We notice here that matter too, that we are, how important is to listen to the word of God. It doesn't pay to try how long can I be away from the services of the home Zion, or from the big services, or those situations where the living word of God is preached. How firm is my faith of this portion of the trip of Israelites? We can see that their faith was weak. Perhaps I can say that even you are a poor journey maker, and on your journey there are many dangers. Maybe that when one danger has gone, the other is in front of you. God helped of this, and He was merciful. Moses asked, forgive their sins, but if you don't forgive, take away my name from the book of life. My name too. I take the name of all those who sin against me. God has always been the same God. He has hated sin, but always He had loved a sinner too. This doesn't mean that God loves you when you sin on purpose, and you know that this this work is against the word of God. But however you act this way, God doesn't accept this. But he exhorts unto the repentance of sin. The nation of Canaan, of Israel, got the grace, and again God allowed them to be inobedient. It was safe to wonder when the generation, family, had its own place. It's important that even we, in our own life, although every one of us doesn't have your own family, it's important that you would be able to belong to a holy generation, that you are a part of that nation which is going into the promised land, that nation around you, if you are going astray, would guide you unto the right way. That cloud and fire, when it was there, it was safe and secure to go, to walk. The nation detained the miserable foot. We will die of hunger. We always see only this this manner. And they asked flesh for food. The nation was about 600,000 soldiers and the children and the wives in addition to that. And they asked, how could we get that flesh? God's wind drew quails so much from the sea that there were overall those quails. There were so many quails that the Israelites didn't may eat them all, and they detested to eat even that flesh. Therefore, the Bible says that for making them humble, God allowed them hunger, and then he gave them manna. Therefore, you, my dear listener, you feel thirst and hunger. Thirst and hunger, they take powers on the journey so that you are exhausted. This is love of God unto you. The poor are nourished in the kingdom of God abundantly, but the riches are driven away. Today, in these services, the table of grace is made in these services. Sometimes the nation even wanted to return back to Egypt. They thought, why does God bring us into that land. We will die in battle, and our children and wives will be captured. They even said, let us choose a new leader and return to Egypt. Then Moses and Aaron put their face on earth in front of the congregation of Israelites. They felt this so bad. Moses said, you don't complain against me and Aaron, but against God. My listener, I ask you, if this sermon in this service is not good in your ears, have we to change the speaker? Although we would change the speaker, it would be so that in the kingdom of God it would be preached through the Holy Spirit in the same way. In the kingdom of God, we don't believe in man. We don't believe in human doctrines. In Acts, we can read if this doctrine would be from man, it would have break down times ago. The reset even of the apostles, if this matter has come from the Lord, you cannot do anything unto this. Luther says, when God is with us, he gives us the victory. This kingdom of God has always been victorious flock. In Psalm we may read, they get one victory after another, that we could know correct God in Zion. When Korah and his friends began to rebel against Moses and Aaron, one motivation was that all the nation is holy, and why the priesthood is only belongs to Aaron. Moses said, isn't it not enough that God has chosen you from other nation and has taken you close to you, and he has given this office to Aaron? He allows the Levites to serve unto you, and now you even want to take the priesthood. That priesthood was the duty of the generation of Aaron. Now it happened that God didn't destroy all the nation, but he asked that those who are with Korah, Dan and Abiram, they have to meet close to them. And Moses said unto the other nation, separate from these, I want to destroy them at the same time. They asked grace from God. And Moses said that, move away from the tents of these ungodly men and don't touch in them, that you wouldn't be destroyed. And those who didn't want to be in the heresy of Korah, they moved away from them. And Moses said, what happens just now, that Lord has sent me, and I do all what I do through the will of God. But if God makes something special, that the earth opens its mouth and they will go living into the earth, then you know that these men have despised the Lord. When he had just spoken this way, the earth opened, and Korah and his people went living in the midst of the earth. Many have seen, as the children of Korah, dear listeners, brothers and sisters, we have reason to thank when we may be inhabitants of God's kingdom of grace. The people of this kingdom, they are journeying toward the promised land. This promised land opened unto this rebelling nation. It may open unto you too, my dear listener. But God doesn't accept sin or inobedience. But if you come away from your unbelief and bad ways, and you repent your sins, and you want to believe them forgiven, so the absolution is proclaimed unto you in the name and blood of Jesus. And so the direction of your life will change. It happens unto you so that you come from under the perdition to inherit the heaven. Moses came into high age, and he had to leave his duty. He had sent spies to examine the land, and only Joshua and Caleb brought greetings that by help of the Lord we will enter this land, although the enemy is powerful. The others couldn't go there. Those who in their heart had gone astray. We people cannot see never into the heart of each other, but we may feel that connection of the Spirit which is between the members of the God's nation. The sermon of Joshua and Caleb was safe, and it was safe that God kept his permissions, his promises, when they came close to the river of Jordan. There was a foot flood in Jordan, and when the priests went in the midst of the river, so the waters went away, and the nation of Israel could go on dry earth. On the other side of the Jordan, there was marvelous country, and we can read that so God acted so that you get honor Lord, your it's a song now for the glory of Jesus. I want to follow him until the blood, when by his blood he bought me from sin. It's said that Jesus was greater than Moses, and he was during that journey in wilderness. They needed that Moses made a bronze serpent, and he put it on a pole, and all who looked at that snake, they got their sins forgiven. And Jesus said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in wilderness, so the Son of God will be lifted up. And he spoke of his cross and crucifixion. The caretaking of God is wonderful. I remember when I drove my car on the highway 4, and I listened to the Bible, and there was this portion of the Gospel of Saint Matthew. Look at birds of the heaven; they don't gather or make storages, and however God takes care of them, and you are much more worth than the birds. There was minus 28 degrees, and I listened to that portion, so there in the air was an eagle. Perhaps some meters over the highway, and I heard this portion of the Bible, and it was minus 28, and I thought that surely God takes care of me in this warm car if he can take care of that bird in this kind of air. Dear brothers and sisters, we may trust in God's guidance and caretaking. These opista services in Reisjärvi are made for pointing the caretaking of God. They are organized that you may feel the power of his hand, and that you honor always your Lord God. What would be better honoring than to put one's safe unto his grace? Dear listener, who are in unbelief, you honor your God in the best way when you believe your sins forgiven. And so I say unto you brother and sister here on Raisalammäki and there close to the media, perhaps you have experienced many kind of matters in your life, and you have had many questions, and you have felt your weakness, and you have noticed that when you have discussed with some journey friend, brother or sister, so the way of heaven has been opened. Here may the poor journey maker rest and refresh by the bread of God of heaven. It said, now the blood of the innocent flows to the very last drop, redeeming to life those whom the serpent has bitten. Encourage you to believe, all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. In Jesus' name and blood, all sins are forgiven. This is a kingdom of grace. Our Father blesses His children here in these services by His blessing of grace. Keep you in this blessing. All sins are forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. Don't leave this kingdom, but keep in God's love and goodness and His faithfulness. And I want to keep in that too. And I ask, may I believe my sins forgiven. All sins are forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. I want to believe together with you. God, who only is wise, would get the eternal praise through Jesus Christ.